Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom.
Stay tuned. We're talking about drones, which are really in the news quite a bit these days. We talked about what they are and what preceded them. Their predecessors were remote-controlled planes or cars or helicopters. I had a remote-control car and plane, both. My brother and I used to race them in the sky, which was fun. The cars would have to stay on the ground, obviously. But, you know, what we're doing is trying to figure out how best to use drones if we need to pass more new laws or regulations so that we keep people safe while people are expanding the use of drones. Because, you know, as many good things, they can be used for bad as well.Because there are evil people out there.
Yep.
So we need to figure out how we're going to use them and how we can safely protect citizens while people are using drones.
These are important concerns. So in today's technology, again, we're going to be talking about the flight and plight of drones. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.Drones aren't just about fun and convenience. Whether people realize it or not, drones are saving lives. Hospitals in Rwanda have started using drones to deliver medical supplies. In doing so, they've reduced the average delivery time from 4 hours down to just 15 minutes. This time can be the difference between life and death when patients require an emergency blood transfusion.The police in Mumbai, India, plan on using drones to make the streets safer for women. Whenever a woman feels threatened, she will be able to push a button on a free app to notify the police. Immediately, a drone will be sent to her location. The drone will stream a live video to the police of what's happening while they're driving to the crime scene. In the U.S., drones are patrolling the nation's border with the hope of stopping drug trafficking and illegal immigration. Although drones have many positive uses, they also have their downsides. Criminals have started using drones to smuggle illegal substances and harm people. There are also many privacy concerns regarding drones. Drones can fly onto people's property and secretly record what they are doing.There have even been cases of drones recording people through their apartment windows as they were changing clothes. Governments have a tough task ahead of them as it's proving difficult to develop fair laws regarding drone usage. On the one hand, they want to pass laws that protect people's safety and privacy. On the other hand, they don't want to create restrictions that will prevent improvements to this technology. In any case,It's safe to say that drones are here to stay, and their potential has only just started to take flight.
Okay, guys, let's get started. This is day two of our drone unit. We're talking about the flight and plight of drones. What are drones used for? We're going to talk about some more things are being used for today. Some things are good, some things are bad.So, drones aren't just about fun and convenience. I know when we were first using remote-controlled toys, usually people that would buy toys for their kids were usually at least, I would say, in sixth grade or in high school, because they were expensive and parents didn't want little kids just to, you know, destroy them quickly. But drones, they're not just about fun and convenience, although they used to be. We called them remote-controlled toys.Things or toys back then. So whether people realize it or not, and some people don't know what's going on with drones, but the good news is that drones are being used to save lives. They're also being used to kill people by the military, but they are being used to save lives, which is a great piece of news. Where is this happening? In Rwanda.
That's one example here. Yeah. So in the African country of Rwanda, we've got hospitals there. As you know, Africa is a huge continent, and getting medical supplies to people in the countryside can be difficult.
Yeah.
It can take a long time to do that. So drones are stepping up to deliver those medical supplies. So hospitals in Rwanda have started using drones to deliver medical supplies, anything ranging from medications to syringes, bandages, or whatever. And in doing so, they've reduced the average delivery time from 4 hours down to just 15 minutes. So, yes, if they're making a delivery, that means they're taking something from one place to another, usually if somebody needs that thing. Like, of course, pizza places like Pizza Hut and
Domino's
here in Taipei will deliver pizzas, delivers the verb, and delivery here is serving as an adjective, but it can also be a noun, delivery. How much is the delivery time, for example?
Right. So they've got this system where they're delivering medical supplies, and it's really helping people and actually saving lives. Why? Well, there's the time can be spread out if you're trying to move over roads that might be blocked or kind of dangerous. So the time can be the difference between life and death when patients require something like an emergency blood transfusion. A blood transfusion means that you're losing blood if you're the patient and you need more blood put into your body. And you got to get those packets of blood shipped to you. And so you need them as quickly as possible. And if you're looking at 4 hours versus 15 minutes, that's a huge time difference. Now, if it's an emergency, it's a situation where time is of great importance. It's serious. It's something that's usually unexpected. And if you're in an emergency situation, there's often a lot of danger involved in that situation. And you have to act quickly. You have to act immediately. So the difference between 4 hours and 15 minutes is a huge time difference. So this is a great use of drones.
It certainly is. Even in Rwanda, which actually is a fairly small country in Africa, but still 4 hours reduced to 15 minutes can mean the difference between life and death.
Yeah.
Now let's go to India here. The police in Mumbai, India, plan on using drones to make the streets safer for women. We always hear news stories about how terrible it is for women in India,
yeah.
People throwing acid in their faces because they're jealous lovers or something like that. So here, drones are stepping in to help out here. They're trying to make the streets there safer for women.
Good.
And whenever a woman feels threatened, she will be able to push a button on a free app or application, APP, as you say here in Taiwan, to notify the police. And if you notify someone, basically you let them know something is going on. In this case, you're letting the police know that there's a problem here. You're informing them of an emergency situation.
Right. This is a great idea, I have to say. This is how it works. So if someone feels she's in danger, she can push that button on the free app. It lets the police know, hey, I need help. And immediately or without any delay, a drone will be sent to her location. Now, the drone will arrive where she is, wherever she is, very quickly, faster than the police could. And while the police are on the road driving to that location, the drone will be busy streaming a live video to the police of what's happening while they're driving to the crime scene. Now, even though they're not there, they can watch and see. And if something does happen, they'll have proof of that crime. And hopefully the word will get around to the bad guys. And they'll know that, you know, a drone is filming them. So anything they do to that woman will be known to the police. So they'll have no ability to get away with the crime. So if you stream, we use this word a lot when we're talking about video, or if you go on Facebook and you're live streaming, it's not just a picture, it's video that continues to go on and on. So they're actually videotaping that crime scene. Hopefully it's not a crime scene that a criminal will leave before the police get there. Hopefully that's what happens. But in case the crime does take place, the police will have proof and can lock that criminal away.
That seems to be a step in the right direction, although I read somewhere that the police in India are helpless, basically, because there are so few of them.
Yeah.
It's really easy to get away with crime
in
India. So good luck there. Let's go to the United States now. In the U.S., drones are patrolling the nation's border with the hope of stopping drug trafficking and illegal immigration. I assume they're talking about the U.S.-Mexico border.
Yeah.
I don't think that's such a big problem between the U.S. and Canada, but here the drones are patrolling the nation's border. To patrol means you kind of walk around and see if things are okay. The police will patrol your neighborhood, for example,
mm-hmm.
or you might have some volunteers patrolling, looking for trouble or looking for suspicious people. In this case, they want to stop drug trafficking or people trying to send drugs into the United States from Mexico, maybe Canada, I'm not quite sure. And they also want to control illegal immigration, which means people are moving from one country to the other. But that's a big problem in America. Lots of illegal people move into America and they live and work there without having the proper documents.
Trafficking is also used to talk about things like sex trafficking. So anytime you see this word trafficking, a word can be added to the front, whether it's drugs, sex, human trafficking. It means you're dealing or trading in something that's illegal. So all of these drugs, are, of course, are very, very harmful to people, like heroin. And was it fentanyl is a big problem right now. So they're trying to stop the transportation of illegal drugs and, again, illegal immigration. Notice it's not immigration. It's illegal immigration. America welcomes immigrants into the country, but we'd like you to do it the right way. You know, fill out the paperwork, get in line, take your turn. I happen to be in a state where there's a lot of illegal immigration. I'm Arizona, which is we share a border with Mexico, so we've got a lot of people coming in illegally and with drugs as well. So hopefully that helps our police. Our police are so busy around the world, I think. We're going to take a quick break here, guys. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 好，我们今天要来继续看第五单元。这个单元呢，谈到 the flight and plight of drones。我们要知道无人机现在大大的好用，但是它是不是有一些缺点呢？这也是这个文章里面要讨论的重点。那我们先来看，说到了无人机，大热门，很多方面都可以想到用无人机来解决我们的问题。可是要知道它不是Just about fun and convenience, 不只是娱乐，不只是便利。下面就说了，不论你有没有意识到 whether people realize it or not, 我们知道 whether or not, 这三个字，当然这是一个是否，可是我们知道这个不论 A 或是 B, 好，当你是选择 A 或不是 A, 也就是 A 或者是 B, 你用 whether 这个字 or not,有时候省略掉也没关系。好像在这个地方，这个副词的子句里头，你当然可以不要 or not。 那我们继续看，他就说了，有没有意识到不管有没有，那无人机它是可以用来拯救生命的。下面就告诉你，在非洲卢安达这个国家里面，他就用无人机来运输医疗用品。好，这样子的话可以怎么样？In doing so, 看到这三个字 ,in doing so, 来透过这样做，这样子一来的话，有点像我们口语中 this way, 这也是可以的，意思相同。哎，他们呢就可以怎么样缩短那个交通时间。好，那想想看，本来是四个小时，你只需要15分钟，所以尤其是当病患需要紧急输血的时候，那可是会造成生与死的差别。我们来看看这个输血哦，我们有些字会比较像医学的用词，但是还是要知道 blood transfusion。 那我们来看，除了在卢安达这样用之外，他又提了另外一个例子，另外一个例子是在亚洲印度的孟买。我们来看非洲的例子之外，在亚洲呢，哎，这个国家里头，他们用无人机来让女性有一个更安全的 搭车环境。他还说，在街道上面，如果女性现在碰到危险，你可以用他的 app， 他有一个免费的应用程式，一按了按钮之后，警察就会想办法。怎么个想办法？当然，这边说的就是无人机，因为无人机呢，它会被送到这个求救的这个女性的位置上，然后呢，他就拍摄那个状况，播送到警察那个地方，然后警察就会了解，哎，到底发生什么事了。我们回过头来看看两个重点。第一个就是说，他这个无人机在孟买这个地方怎么用，他用到了 whenever a woman feels threatened。 我们看一下 whenever 基本上它是一个连接词，那在连接词的用法里头，当你表示每当怎样，你也可以把它替换成No matter when。 好， No matter when 这三个字换成一个字就是 whenever。 当然你可以以此类推其他几个相似的连接词，像 whatever, whoever 还有 wherever， 这都是一样的哦。一个字换成三个字，好，当连接词来用。那我们再往下读，看另一个地方，他提到说在孟买他们用无人机，然后呢把这个影像传给警察，可是这个 a live video 后面他说到，stream a live video to the police of what's happening。 这个地方的结构看起来好像有那么点怪，但是这是因为我们要知道它其实动词 stream 后面接的 a live video 其实有一个要往后看，就是从 a live video 直接往后看到of what's happening。 换句话，这是一个什么样的视频呢？是刚当场正在发生的状况，这样子一个视频，然后把这个传给 to the police。 所以当你把这个 to the police 比较靠近动词的时候，你就会觉得怪怪的，其实这个传送的东西后面还有一个修饰语被割开了。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about the flight and plight of drones. We're talking about some possible uses of drones. In Rwanda, they're delivering medical supplies. And in India, they're trying to help women feel safe on the streets. And in the USA, they're trying to control drug trafficking and stop illegal immigration. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, although drones have many positive uses, they also have their downsides. So we're talking about the pros and cons here. The pros would be the good things about the drones, the cons, the bad things. You could also say the upside of something, the upsides, the advantages. And here, the downsides. They have some disadvantages. There are some bad things connected to drones.
I wanted to mention we'll often use upside and downside as a non-count noun rather than a countable noun. So you could say they also have their downside and their upside, and it could be several things. So you're free to use either countable or non-count. Now, criminals are people who have broken the law. They've done things that are illegal. And they may have been caught or they may have gotten away with it, but they're still criminals. They've started using drones to smuggle illegal substances and harm people. So if you smuggle something, it's very similar to, say, they're trafficking something. To smuggle means you hide goods that are illegal and you're trying to get them into or out of a country. I know that one popular good that's really not illegal, but people smuggle them a lot are cigarettes or cigars from Cuba. We're not allowed to buy things, goods and products from Cuba and bring them into the U.S. So if you want those Cuban cigars that are supposed to be really great, people will smuggle them, they'll hide them, and oftentimes they get caught. When they come in through the airport, dogs will sniff out some of these illegal substances like drugs. We have dogs, I think, in Taiwan at the airport too sometimes,
Probably.
I see. So that's what smuggle means, to try to illegally bring something into or out of a country. And a substance is just something that you're talking about that maybe you don't know the exact name. It's just a particular kind of matter. It could be something that's a chemical or a drug, a narcotic. Anyway, they're using drones to actually get past the police or border control and try to get these substances into or out of a country.
Like heroin or things like that.
Bad.
And speaking of smoking, I used to smoke cigarettes many years ago. And gee, way back in the 1980s, I think, they were smuggling cigarettes into Taiwan from mainland China. You could buy them in various places. I tried all sorts of different kinds of mainland cigarettes. You don't see them so much anymore because trade has kind of changed around a bit. But yes, indeed, drones are being used to stop substances or illegal substances from being smuggled into other countries. Now, there are also many privacy concerns regarding drones. If you're talking about privacy, that means the right of people to be away from other people and not be bothered by other people, not be spied on by the government. We have the right to privacy, et cetera, et cetera. Drones could invade our privacy.
They sure could. A lot of people regard privacy as being very important.
Sacred.
In the States, at least, our right of privacy is very important. I was mentioning drones that come and hover in someone's backyard and then take pictures through open windows at families and people inside. That would violate someone's privacy. So drones can fly onto people's property. That's the land, or the home or building someone owns. It could be land and building, or just the building itself. What you own is your property, and secretly record what they are doing. And that's what people are really afraid of. We have this term, peeping Tom. It's not our Tom, but peeping Toms will often sneak into places where they shouldn't be, like girls' dressing rooms, and take pictures of girls changing their clothes, or peep through a window, look through a window where they shouldn't be. Well, these drones are actually taking pictures, still shots or video of what people are doing in their homes, and that's violating people's privacy for sure.
That's right. So, yes, these drones have been known to record people looking through their apartment windows as they're changing clothes.
Terrible.
Or doing other things like that. Well, there's always going to be people who want to try to do that. Well, here in the next paragraph, it says, governments have a tough task ahead of them as it's proving difficult to develop fair laws regarding drone usage. So governments have to decide what is legal and what is illegal. It's pretty tough here because people are going to want the right to have these things, but the government is going to say, yes, but we need to protect our country from invaders. We need to stop criminals and stuff like that. So they're going to have to develop laws that satisfy everybody. On the one hand, they want to pass laws that protect people's safety and privacy. That makes sense. But on the other hand, they don't want to create restrictions that will prevent improvements to this technology. A restriction is when you restrict something or when you limit something. You don't let people do something like that. There are various restrictions, for example, on how large you can build a building. Say in Taipei, it can't be so high, it can't be so wide, it can't be so deep, etc. Those are some restrictions, and you have to follow those restrictions. Otherwise, you will be illegal, and you'll have to pay a fine, go to jail, be punished, etc., etc.
We also use restrictions to talk about things like your diet or maybe your exercise regime, what you do to exercise. Maybe your doctor has placed restrictions on you in terms of your diet. He says, you know, you can't eat fried food or too many sweets. If you do, it will harm your health. So sometimes we have dietary restrictions. limitations. So anything that limits what you can do, we use this word. Sometimes it has to do with the law. And sometimes it's just a personal restriction. When I was growing up, we had a curfew that my parents gave us. In high school, we had to be home by 10 o'clock. That was a restriction on our time. We couldn't just stay out at all hours. No. So they don't want to create too many restrictions because they feel like it will prevent this technology from improving. Although, I think with privacy, I would like a few more restrictions. Thank you very much. I was telling Tom about a man who had a drone in his backyard hovering for hours, and he went out and took a gun and he shot the drone down, and he was sued and lost the case, which I thought he would win because that's his backyard. So we're going to see as time goes on how the government's going to respond to these drones. I'm sure each country will develop different laws and restrictions and regulations. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
We will indeed have to wait and see. So in any case, it's safe to say that drones are here to stay. We're going to have to deal with them. They're not going to go away anytime soon. And their potential has only just started to take flight. That usually means to take off, but it also means to start. So basically their potential or what they can possibly do in the future, well, it's just only yet begun. It's going to be interesting to see what sort of ideas people come up with for drones in the future. We talked about some ideas they already have about a great light show at the 4th of July. I wonder if they'll use drones during the next fireworks display at Taipei 101. We'll just have to wait and see. Okay, that brings us to the end of our program for today, at least our explanation, but we still need to hear from our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看，提到无人机有这些正向的 positive uses， 那后面就要谈谈它有什么缺点。原来你想得到的好处，想犯罪的人也可以拿来用。他们把无人机拿来作为运毒的工具 ，smuggle illegal substances。那这样子一来，当然没有办法抓得到他们，这其实是一个大问题。当然还有一方面是 privacy concerns， 换句话说是隐私的问题。他这边就说了，有时候因为你用无人机，所以当他在飞到你的上方，秘密的记载你们每个人在做的事情，事实上当事人自己并不晓得。这样子的话，如果被利用做来作为非法的用途，那可就糟了。我们再来看最后这一段，这边就提到说，就是因为无人机其实它有好的一面，有不好的一面，所以政府呢，它现在就必须要想清楚应该怎么做比较好，怎么制定相关的法律。好，那下面他谈到这一点，他就用两个方面来谈，所以 on the one hand，On the other hand， 这通常就是在你们讨论事情两个大方向讨论的话，你可以用这样的 transitional words 来衔接。In any case， 不管怎么样，可以肯定的就是讲无人机现在可是很风行，这个潜力其实才刚开始 take flight， 刚开始起飞而已。好，我们今天讲解就到这边，我们下次见。
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. I wonder if they'll transmit our program via drone next time. You'll have to wait and see. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.